from KQED.
It's become a regular feature of the local weather segment.
We are showing you high pressure firmly in control right over us. That's bringing us the generally clear skies.
Those winter storms that had us scrambling in December.
About 14 trees have come down so far in San Francisco.
Have dried up. We had some bursts of rain, including one big blustery atmospheric river storm, but by Christmas... If this sounds familiar, flash back to the beginning of 2013, when after a similarly soggy December, the tap suddenly shut off with a new year. It turns out that a big bloated bubble of high-pressure air parked itself over the West Coast and did not move. It caught the eye of Daniel Swain, a 25-year-old doctoral student in climate science at Stanford.
It was going on and on, well beyond that 2-3 week sort of maximum that we normally see and persisting over months.
He started writing about it on his California weather blog and decided to give it a name.
The Ridiculously Resilient Ridge, yes.
And it stuck. In fact, the triple R, as it's now known in shorthand, has become enough of a thing that it even has its own Wikipedia page. Now, pockets of high and low pressure, meteorologists like to call them ridges and troughs, are a regular feature of California's weather, moving through the region like waves.
These pressure patterns in the upper atmosphere define the wind flow, and where the wind's coming from defines sort of where the storm track is and whether or not California receives its wintertime precipitation.
Or doesn't. When we're in a low-pressure trough, the usual winter storm track in the Pacific is ushered right into California.
But when it's pushed further north, as has been the case when we see these big ridges of high pressure occur over the eastern Pacific Ocean, that storm track gets shifted well to the north into British Columbia, into Alaska.
Or as CBS 5 weatherman Paul Deano puts it,
it's like a bouncer in the sky. Storm? Nah, you can't come in. Storm from up here? Can't make it. Storm from down? No, nothing makes it here with the ridge right over top us.
They're like boulders in a small stream of water that deflect the flow of the water to either side of the boulder.
In this case, that stream is the jet stream, the high-level winds that are the conveyor belt for California's rain and snow.
And that's kind of literally true, because these pressure patterns in the atmosphere are actually defining fluid flow, except in this case the fluid is the air in the atmosphere rather than water in a stream.
Now, here we are again with an obstinate ridge parked over us. And even though some Bay Area cities got nearly three times their normal amount of rain in December, with that conveyor belt diverted again, this month is starting to look like a bust. No significant rain since December 21st. What we don't know is how much longer this will last.
The reason why the Ridiculously Resilient Ridge was remarkable in the first place is because it was really long-lived.
California state climatologist says last year, very cold air in the eastern half of the country, like an elephant in the road, blocked the ridge from moving eastward. It's hard to say if this year's ridge is the triple R back for an encore or just a spell of dry weather that happens during California winters.
But this is a really critical time of year, and if this high pressure that we're seeing right now does persist, then we do need to start thinking about potential that we're looking at another dry year, despite the fact we saw so much rainfall in early December.
Some other things we don't know, whether this is some kind of new normal, and if it is, whether human-induced climate change is to blame. What we do know is that winter doesn't last all year. January is the middle leg of a 3-month stretch in which California typically gets half its precipitation. And while there have been March miracles, at some point, time runs out.
That's right.
I'm Craig Miller, KQED News.
So, wishful thinking. Say it rained tomorrow. Would that be the end of the Ridiculously Resilient Ridge? Let's check in with KQED's Craig Miller. Craig, what about that? Would that actually start to break this drought?
Not really, because when Swain and others talk about this particular elephant in the room, they're not referring to a single occurrence of it. It's more of a persistent trend that we're seeing, one that might be unprecedented, by the way, at least in the time we've been watching these things. So it can be interrupted by one of these low-pressure troughs letting in some rain, but then the ridge comes right back and sets up again. And if that happens, then we're back into the same pattern that gave us the last couple of very dry years.
Where does that leave us with the drought itself? I take it that means we're on track for a fourth year.
We are. Yes, December was a super soaker. As I mentioned, some cities got triple their usual December precipitation. But now, most of Northern California, except the extreme north up near Oregon, is actually on track for a record dry January. It's possible, maybe even likely, that San Francisco, for instance, could end the month with 0.00 precipitation. As meteorologist Jan Null put it to me, it doesn't get any drier than zero. And we're talking about January here, which is typically the wettest month of the year. It's about tied with December and February, actually. So it's like an arrow right through the heart of the rainy season.
And most of the winter's been warm, too, so that doesn't help at all, does it?
It sure doesn't. The Sierra snowpack is less than a third of what they like to see in late January because so much of that precipitation fell as rain, even at the higher elevations. And while some local reservoirs near the coast got topped up pretty nicely in December, we heard a lot about that. There was one with the water coming down the spillway in Marin. The big ones that provide much of the water statewide are also well below historical averages. To put it in perspective, when a reporter asked the head of the state's Department of Water Resources how much of a difference those December rains really made, he said, well, we've gone from really, really, really bad to just really, really bad. So get ready for a summer with even tighter water restrictions than last year.
That's KQED Science Editor Craig Miller. Thanks, Craig.
You're welcome.
You'll find all of our Drought Watch coverage online at kqed.org/science. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the David B. Gold Foundation, the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.